This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov strongly defended his country's war in Ukraine, repeating a series of grievances about its neighbor in the West on Saturday. Speaking to reporters on New York and New York, Lavrov said the United States and European Union, as well as NATO, cannot claim to have a neutral status. They cannot assert they are not participating in the conflict. He asserts that there is an open document outlining Russia's position on nuclear security and defended referendums underway in Kherson, Zaporizhia, south and the eastern Luhansk and Donetsk regions. Earlier in the day, Lavrov addressed delegates at the UN General Assembly. The CIA has revealed a scale model of the safe house where it found and killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in Afghanistan. The model is now on display at the CIA Museum, newly refurbished for the agency's 75th anniversary. Intelligence officials have said and used the model to brief U.S. President Joe Biden in the White House Situation Room in July. The house shows several balconies, which officials use to show Biden where and how al-Zawahiri liked to sit. The museum is not open to the public and generally restricted to the agency employees and guests. However, it is allowed for journalists to see on Saturday and to do it. This is VOA News. North Korea fired a short-range ballistic missile on Sunday toward its eastern seas, extending a provocative streak in weapons testing as a U.S. aircraft carrier visits South Korea for joint military exercises in response to the North's growing nuclear threat. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said that the a missile launch from the western island, a town, and now in the U.S. Aircraft carrier visits South Korea for joint military exercises and a response to the North's growing trend. You know, South Korea's presidential office and national security advisor, Kim Sung-hoon, called an emergency meeting, National Security Guard to City Council meeting where the members denounced the launch of clear violations of UN Security Council revelations and accused the North of ratcheting up the tensions as well. China has now underscored its commitment to its claim to Taiwan. The foreign minister told world leaders that anyone who gets in the way and the determination of reunifying with its self-governing blend would be crushed by wheels of history. The language was forceful, but within the realm of normal for Chinese leadership. China vehemently defends its claim on Taiwan, the island separated from the mainland after a 1989 civil war, and now functions with the government. Recent visit to Taiwan by the Speaker of the House, UN representatives, markedly ratcheted up tensions between Washington and Beijing. Recapping our top story, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has now defended his country's 530 to repeating a series of grievances about its neighbor in the West on Saturday. And speaking to reporters in New York, Lavrov said the United States and the European Union, as well as Canada, and they cannot assert that they are not participating in the conflict. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.